Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. I'm also proud to share that I've been honored this year by the GLAAD Media Awards with a nomination for Outstanding Blog. In this week's headlines, the United Methodist Church has voted to drop several of its anti-LGBTQ policies. A federal appeals court has ruled state health care plans must cover gender-affirming surgeries. There's good news for LGBTQ youth in the foster care system, and country artist Chris Houseman drops his oh-so-romantic new single and music video, Guilty as Sin. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. The General Conference of the United Methodist Church has voted to drop its ban on the ordination of practicing gay clergy. After years of delays due to the COVID pandemic, Methodist leaders met this past week for the first time since 2019. The overturning of the 40-year-old ban on, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals passed overwhelmingly and without debate in a package of measures that had already received strong support in committee. Delegates also voted to bar local leaders from penalizing clergy or churches for holding same-sex weddings and removed a ban on funding LGBTQ advocacy groups. It's quite a remarkable set of changes for the United Methodist Church, and if you're wondering why now, there is a particular reason why this is possible today. At that last conference in 2019, Methodist leaders opened a window of time in which conservative congregations could leave the church while retaining their property and assets. And many did. For instance, in Texas, more than 40% of congregations left to join the more conservative Global Methodist Church, while others have remained independent. All of that has clearly led to a United Methodist Church that is much more accepting and inclusive today. A federal appeals court in Virginia has ruled that state health care plans must cover gender-affirming surgeries. The ruling marks a major victory for transgender rights at a time when many states have cracked down on gender-affirming care for children and adults. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled this week that North Carolina and Virginia's denial of some health care services via government insurance for trans people was discriminatory. In both cases, the states argued that their policies were not discriminatory, but rather rooted in, quote, legitimate government interests, including costs. West Virginia's Medicaid program has excluded, quote, transsexual surgery, wrong term, since 2004. North Carolina began excluding treatment for gender dysphoria in the state's healthcare plan in 2018. Both healthcare plans had been deemed discriminatory by lower court rulings and appealed by the states before being combined and presented to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Judge Roger Gregory described the policies as, quote, obviously discriminatory, writing in his ruling, because we hold that the coverage exclusions facially discriminate on the basis of sex and gender identity and are not substantially related to an important government interest, we affirm the district courts. Currently, half of U.S. states don't have laws ensuring inclusive insurance protection for LGBTQ people, while two states, Mississippi and Arkansas, explicitly allow insurers to deny coverage for gender-affirming care, according to the Movement Advancement Project. Here's some good news that comes with common sense. President Joe Biden's administration has moved to protect LGBTQ children in foster care, ordering, among other things, that they be placed in supportive homes. The protections come in the form of a rule finalized this week by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A press release read in part, quote, "This final rule makes clear that all children in the child welfare system, including LGBTQ children, are entitled to protections against harassment, abuse, and mistreatment, regardless of their placement. Additionally, this final rule specifies that as part of meeting the existing statutory requirement to provide safe and proper care for all children in foster care, state child welfare agencies must ensure that LGBTQ children have access to specially designated foster care placements," end quote. To be considered a designated placement for LGBTQ children, the provider must commit to establishing an environment that supports the child's status or identity, and be trained with the appropriate knowledge and skills to provide for the needs of the child related to the child's self-identified sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression, and facilitate the child's access to age or developmentally appropriate resources, services, and activities that support their health and well-being. I want to make clear, though, that the new rule doesn't require any care provider to become a designated placement for LGBTQ children, nor does it penalize providers who don't wish to receive this designation. But it does require that state child welfare agencies offer enough of these placements to accommodate the children who need them. The Health and Human Services Department notes that LGBTQ children are overrepresented and disproportionately impacted in the foster care system and face more bullying and harassment than their straight and cisgender peers. The amount of LGBTQ characters on television is decreasing, and a significant chunk are disappearing because their show was canceled or ended. GLAAD's annual Where We Are on TV report tracks the presence of LGBTQ characters in the latest television season, pulling from shows that premiered a new season in primetime between June 1, 2023 and May 31, 2024. It found just 8.6% of recurring characters in the past year were LGBTQ, following 2 percentage points from the previous year. Of the 468 LGBTQ characters counted across all platforms, 50% were characters of color, 24% were bisexual, and only 5.1% were transgender. Only 3.8% had a disability, and only one character was living with HIV. Sadly, 36% of the characters noted in the report are already known not to be returning due to series cancellations or endings, miniseries or anthology formats, or from dying or leaving the show. Of those not returning, 24% were due to a cancellation or ending. While the reasons for cancellation were not explored in the report, GLAAD President Sarah Kate Ellis noted in her preface for the report that, quote, "recent inclusive projects have faced criticism from a small but loud coordinated effort by fringe anti-LGBTQ activists who oppose LGBTQ inclusion." Ellis added that studios have also consistently underinvested in queer projects, many times on the baseless assumption that they will not draw interest or revenue. I recently discovered out country music recording artist Chris Houseman, whose new single and music video, Guilty as Sin, serves up a scintillating country boy romance. Houseman's sexy, fluid vocals and the guitar-driven touch of blues soundscape creates an intoxicating blend of sonic serotonin as the lyrics reveal his aching, authentic heart. The music video, featuring Houseman with the hunky Gabe LeDuc as his romantic interest, conjures up a close-to-perfect date night for two country boys as they peruse vintage cars, sip beers under a moonlit sky, and eventually shift into romance mode. The day the video debuted, Houseman told Country Music Television, quote, "As someone who grew up glued to the TV watching music videos but didn't see a lot of queer love stories in country music, being able to create one myself means the world to me. I have to say for myself, as an entertainment journalist, I see a lot of music videos by LGBTQ artists, from slick dance visuals to over-the-top videos from drag queen artists. But I've rarely seen such a comfortable portrayal of gay romance from a country artist. And as someone who grew up in Texas surrounded by country music, I can tell you, this would have really spoken to my pre-gay teen self. The reactions to the music video, directed and produced by Ford Fairchild, are overwhelmingly positive, thanking Houseman for being an out and proud country music artist they can relate to. One commenter on the YouTube page wrote, quote, "I grew up gay in a rural small town in Colorado during the 70s and 80s, listening to country music. It is impossible for me to imagine what my life would have been like if I had the chance to hear a song and see a video like this growing up. Thank you, Mr. Houseman. Keep up the great work." And another commenter shared, "I'm a retired military veteran from Ohio and a lifelong country music fan, and finally, they made a country song about me. Me. Love is love, and I love this song and this video. My heart is bursting." Responding to one comment, Houseman says he wrote the song and took the video in the direction, quote, "with my younger self in mind, who would have had his life changed by seeing a video like this." The Kansas native was featured in the Vice News documentary Big Frida Presents, Young Queer Artists to Look Out For, which has been nominated for a GLAAD Media Award this year. The documentary showcases three young queer artists and the spaces that helped shape them, showing how music is integral to creating a community for queer people to find themselves. Let's take a listen to Chris Houseman's Guilty as Sin.
Tried to fight it, to deny it, but every single night it's the same desire, the same damn fire. I smoked a little, I tried to pray, knew it was you the moment I found this. Baby, I'm helpless, I can only resist for so long. I gave it my best, but this halo fit. If I had to spend forever in heaven without you, might as well be in hell. My verdict is in, 'cause baby, if loving you is wrong, then I'm guilty as sin. I'm done pretending, cut the tension, ain't no use in us acting like this ain't right. I need your body heavy on me, I'm always falling back to your gravity, and it's pulling me, and I can only resist for so long. I gave it my best, but this halo don't fit. If I had to spend forever in heaven without you, might as well be in hell. My verdict is in, 'cause baby, if loving you is wrong, then I'm guilty as sin. Yeah, I'm guilty as sin. For so long, I found glory right here in your arms. I gave it my best, but this halo don't fit. If I had to spend forever in heaven without you, might as well be in hell. My verdict is in, 'cause baby, if loving you is wrong. Guilty as sin.
Make sure you look out for Chris Houseman's debut album, titled Blue Neck, scheduled for release May 31st. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.